The children saw an ugly old woman in their room. Okay, well, it could have been grandma.
It could have been, but it could have been a lovely woman who just was older, and so they were like, "That's ugly,"
because
it's old.
She's a witch. We've seen it in cartoons.
She's over 21, so that's ugly.
She's a mole.
Yeah.
She had long black hair and a glow like fire. Well, this sounds like a nice gold dust woman. I like this woman.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmere. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so we're doing Tales from Der Campfire, all tales, all the time.
All tales.
Yes. So, Tales from Der Campfire is a segment, my favorite segment, where we get tales from the internet of fake lore, folklore, urban legends, the paranormal, ghost stories,
and scary
stuff. Yeah, legends, and we retell them here around this digital bonfire.
That's right.
So, gather around.
Gather around, listeners. Okay, what you got?
Okay, I'm kicking off here with some legal news, but also it has Tales from Der Campfire.
Okay.
That's our topic. This is a Bigfoot lawsuit. This is a real thing.
A Bigfoot lawsuit?
It's fans of Bigfoot.
Okay, I thought Bigfoot was
No, he hasn't lawyered up.
I object to all this hunting.
Bigfoot lawsuit, it's the Bigfoot fans versus the state of California. So there's a California woman who claims she's seen Sasquatch perched in a tree last year, and she's suing the state of California for refusing to accept the truth that Bigfoot is living in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Suing them because they can't accept the truth?
Yes.
Here's
her. I will read from her legal brief here. Respondents ought to be aware that the state of California is home to a large wild indigenous mammal, considered to be a hairy vertebrate, hominid, or primate, commonly known as Sasquatch.
Yes.
Sasquatch, hominid, or primate, and it has here Gigantohoridus hominoid and or Gigantopithecus.
Okay.
All right.
I love a hominid.
I love me some hominids. a type of species commonly known as Bigfoot. There are gaps of knowledge. It's a species at risk, a threatened species, and or endangered, and it may pose a threat to the health and well-being of citizens of the state of California. And I would say anyone who's in the San Bernardino Mountains, even if you're from Maryland, even if you're from New Jersey, you should still be protected. This petitioner who has knowledge and access to reputable scientists, I don't know how reputable these guys are.
Okay, I have access to reputable scientists. I have access to them. What does that mean? Like,
I don't know.
She opens a door and there's a room full of
scientists.
There's
a bunch of guys and girls and they're like, hey.
Yeah.
People have invested substantial financial resources devoted to Sasquatch studying. So basically she and her daughters were out hiking. Her daughters are age 11, 14. They were by Lake Arrowhead last year and they became paralyzed with fear over what they think was a Bigfoot sighting.
Okay.
So everyone else is saying it's a bear. They're like, no, we know what we saw. All right. We're 11 and 14 year old girls. We know what we've seen. Don't try to tell us anything.
A bear is good. I mean, if it was a bear, we would have said it was a bear.
We would have said it was a bear.
That's scary, too.
Yeah, but children know what a bear looks like. So they think they saw a Sasquatch, and then she's accusing the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, y'all on notice, and the Natural Resources Agency of dereliction of duty for failing to protect Bigfoot and infringing somehow upon her constitutional rights. Now, I'm not a constitutional scholar.
I'm not sure about that.
But apparently, it's an issue. All right. So these Bigfoot sightings in the area go back to an article in 1958, which is in the California newspaper Humboldt Times. Not to besmirch Humboldt County, but Humboldt County is known for weed.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar
more
with
more than anything else.
California.
There's like films about it. It's just like one of those popular consciousness kind of things. Like, it's known for people doing drugs and hiking in the woods.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
All right.
So that's where their thing. So say since then, also they're saying in the brief, President Theodore Roosevelt, in his book, The Wilderness Hunter, published in 1892, also made mention of Sasquatch.
In that woods?
Yes, I guess so.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
The species are alluded to. He said, since then, PhD, wildlife biologists, police forensic officers, and wilderness experts have been gathering physical evidence, film evidence, and then testimony from doctors, judges, and engineers. So I love how she puts all these things in. I don't, like, It could be from an elementary school teacher. That, to me, is legitimate as well. Like, just because it's doctors and judges and engineers, like, so what?
Yeah.
Like, they're experts in Bigfoot now? What about BPRO?
I know.
What about BPRO?
BPRO, right. But what does the BPRO stand for?
Bigfoot, what is it, BPRO? Bigfoot Research Organization.
Okay.
Is BPRO.
Okay, so that's the official organization. So why aren't they organization. In here? I know. BPRO says.
Yeah. People from BPRO. So they are saying they're people who have dedicated their lives to finding out about Sasquatch. And more than anything else, they have to be able to manage. So they have to recognize Sasquatch so that the state can then manage Sasquatch and Sasquatch territory.
Yes.
So it's kind of an environmentalist thing, too. It's like we don't want anything to happen to Sasquatch. We want him or her to be free.
Yeah.
But we also want to make sure that the Sasquatch habitat is protected. And they're saying also by denying that Sasquatch or Bigfoot or Sesquatch, as the Native Americans say, exists, you're also putting us at risk.
Exactly.
The hiker. The person in the woods.
Yeah, because if you don't, like, let people know that a Sasquatch could be in the area.
So if you go hiking in the, you know, out in the wilderness, especially in national parks, there will be signs there like, beware of whatever, a wolf, beware of cougars, you know, mountain lions, beware of bear. They're saying you should also say beware of Sasquatch.
At the Panama Canal, they have signs that say crocodiles are possible.
Yes.
So why not have...
Yes. Bigfoot could happen.
Bigfoot could happen to you.
Yes.
And
just
put it around.
Sign.
Yeah.
Just let people know.
It could happen.
Bigfoot could happen.
Yeah.
You know, or if there's danger, you know, Bigfoot imminent.
Yeah.
In the area. So this woman has a petition out there. The lawsuit doesn't have any specific proof, but she's going to be submitting more evidence as it goes along. And she's going to have testimony from wildlife biologists, wilderness experts. I hope this shows up in the Supreme Court because they're not really doing anything else up there.
Yeah.
I would love to see them.
Go and tackle that.
Yeah, I would like to see how this conservative court feels about Bigfoot in the
Ruth
woods.
Puts on her glasses.
Yes.
Like I just did.
This, BPRO was not cited in this Bigfoot research already, so sad. Okay. So what do you have?
Well, and this one is called My Grandmother's Spirit.
Okay, good Lord.
My grandmother lived with my family during the last months of her life. She died on the sofa in our house one Sunday night.
That's creepy. Is that sofa still there?
The following week, I started to see someone in white passing through the house occasionally. Mm-hmm. And when I went looking for them, there was never anyone there.
Did she wear white?
I don't know.
I feel like if I'm coming back, it's not going to be in all white.
Is it going to be all black?
I don't know. Plaid?
Plaid?
Maybe something I wouldn't have worn normally to shake things up a bit. You know.
Maybe a nice tartan?
Yeah, a chintz. Okay. Laura Ashley dress. Shake it up.
Something. Yeah. A floral would be nice,
A floral,
too,
yeah. Yeah. I'm dead, you know.
My sister claimed that she actually saw physical forms. We were terrified for a good while until my sister and I could no longer sleep in our rooms because we were too afraid.
Okay. Were they afraid of the dead grandmother?
I know, right?
Shouldn't that be a... Like, when we were kids, they would say, you know, your grandparents are watching over you, which is creepy.
Yeah.
But we just thought they were looking to see if we were doing something wrong.
Right, right. Yeah.
We didn't think they were coming back with a vengeance.
Look out for the curb. Don't trip.
Yeah, that something kind of thing. Like that. The traffic was moving so fast.
Yes.
You know?
My mother prayed and burned the couch in the backyard.
Wow. Okay.
And we never saw anything again.
What? Isn't that a bit extreme?
That's a lot extreme.
So is this, again, I'm not a very religious person, but I've never heard of that before.
Pray, and
then burning the item?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
A huge couch, like a three-seater?
I think.
With what? Like some fluid?
I know, right? Like she had to really put up some starter tinder.
I think they probably heard her say, God damn it, and then she torched the thing. That's not
like,
a prayer.
Mom, leave me alone.
Yes.
Get out now.
And you kids stop talking about it. She's gone.
Yeah.
Finally. I'm free.
Yeah. I'm free at last.
Yes. Oh, that's so bizarre.
Yeah.
All right, so I have something here. This is about a haunted, this may be the only case of what it says, of haunted children's bedroom furniture. So we've talked about haunted objects before. That couple...
Yes, it is,
How does it work?
Ed and Lorraine.
Yes, Ed Lorraine.
Warren.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have, they collect these objects. And by collect, I don't mean they go out and they purchase them. They hold on to them.
I think she's a demonologist. She's like a famous demonologist. And they're both, they're a married couple and they both looked into and investigated a lot of hauntings and different So paranormal phenomena.
They take, if I'm correct, they go to someone's place, and if they find something like a cabinet or a trunk or something that's haunted, they take possession of it for those people.
Right. They take it away and they put it locked up in this museum where it can't harm anybody and get out back into the water supply.
Which is a good idea. But then I think about now you've got all these powerful objects in one tiny location all up on top of each other with all those spirits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, it's like, that's like just asking for like Ghostbusters 4.
Exactly.
To come out. Boom.
So this is 1987, a family living in a town called Horicon.
Horicon?
In Wisconsin, was gripped by what may be the only case ever of haunted children's bedroom furniture.
All right.
So Alan and Debbie Tallman, of course I thought Debbie Allen immediately. The Tallmans, they bought a bunk bed from a secondhand shop and moved it into their home.
Okay.
Strange things begin to happen. As soon as they get it in there, the radio would switch on and off and play its like different stations. The children saw an ugly old woman in their room. Okay, well, it could have been grandma.
It could have been a lovely woman. She just was older, and so they were like, "That's ugly."
She's a witch. We've seen it in cartoons.
She's over 21, so that's ugly.
She's a mole.
Yeah.
She had long black hair and a glow like fire. Well, this sounds like a nice gold dust woman. I like this woman.
Yeah. Right.
She's probably a wild woman. She does her own thing on Thursdays. Doors banging open and shut, chairs rocking back and forth, and then disembodied voices from empty rooms. So all of this started when they bought the bunk bed in.
Yeah, so then, that's not good.
The Tallmans then decided to bring in their pastor. I always wonder if some of these pastors are like, sure.
Yeah. I think that a lot of them are. They're like, the person just needs to see me in there and do a thing.
And they're saying they have a haunted chair or whatever. I'll come and check it out. So the pastor comes in, and as pastors are wont to do, surprise, surprise, the presence of Satan is felt.
Oh, God.
I feel like that's anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Activity continued. Okay, the pastor didn't do anything. He just came and said, hey, Satan's here. Bust it out. Activity continues. The son was like, I don't want to stay in the house anymore. So, ostensibly, this thing is haunted, and their kids are still sleeping on it.
Because
you know how parents are with kids.
Just use it. Just use it. Come on.
Yeah, I know we have four other bedrooms, but this is your room. And we bought this thing. You wanted bunk beds and deal with it.
Yeah.
So then one day, the father walks into the house and starts yelling, pick on me. Leave the kids alone.
Come at me.
Yeah, and they did.
Oh.
So they came at him. The next day, he was in the house. He heard a voice in the garage say, come here. He went to investigate.
Oh, I don't like this. I'm getting, creeped out.
He went to investigate. He saw an orange glow of fire inside, red eyes staring at him through the garage door windows.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
All right.
Later, while sleeping in bed with his frightened children, so I guess now the children have moved.
They're all in one bed.
He witnessed a fog rising from the floor. And then the fog turned into a flame with green eyes. And a voice came out of the flame saying, you're dead. And then it was gone.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A few days later,
I don't even know what to say. I was just imagining this, and I'm scared.
If I heard something from, any part of my house being like, come here, I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not going anywhere. A couple days later, they invite a relative over to stay in the house. Don't invite anyone over if you have this going on. Mm-hmm. Just don't. This relative came over, was helping Debbie with the children while the father's working late. This is a skeptic. The relative became a believer when a horrific figure materialized in the bedroom and he was putting the children into bed. They fled their home in the middle of the night. So they were just like, I'm out of here.
Wow.
So eventually rumors start spreading. And of course people show up to get a look at the house on Laramie Street in Horicon that's haunted. One notable visitor showed up drunk with a Bible and said he was going to perform an exorcism, but he was just loaded. So the cops came and they were like, get out of here. He got arrested for DUI or something. So the story of the house took on a life of its own. People started adding stuff to it, that there was blood oozing from the ceiling, that it was a portal to hell. And that this is the weird one. And I guess this is Wisconsin. There was a snowblower that cleared the driveway by itself.
Well, that's handy.
These are not the kind of things that get haunted in the mid-Atlantic.
Aw, a snowblower.
So a sheriff contacted the family. They had many, many, many sleepless nights, and they eventually told people in the press about it. Uh-huh. And they would say, please don't sensationalize our story.
Please.
Yeah, but put it on the front page. Eventually, like, they identified what the house was like, and I think they were, they eventually sold the house. And that was the end of it.
That's...
But the, no mention of what happened to the haunted bunk bed.
Yeah, maybe the Warrens got it. They put, like, Annabelle on it. Because the Warrens have the Annabelle doll.
Yeah, among other things.
Yes, that was probably the most famous one. There's item that they have there. Three Annabelle movies, yeah, but they have that Annabelle locked up.
Did you see them, the Annabelle movies?
I watched the first one.
Okay.
And I, yeah.
Was it scary?
Yes and no.
Because, I mean, Katie and I don't like dolls.
No.
So that alone is scary. Just the fact that it's a doll, you don't have to tell me anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I get sick to my stomach after these movies sometimes.
Really? They're really scary. Yeah. I think what's odd is how the people's behavior. So there's something weird going on in the house.
Yeah.
But the house, for some bizarre reason, is like either the husband or the wife's dream house.
Yeah. I always wanted to live in a house
They've
like
always wanted to live in the house. Yeah. They don't care what the situation is. They don't care if there's dead kids coming out of the pipes.
Yeah.
Like every Friday at 8.
Look at this crown molding. Yes. You exactly. are not going to get this just
And
anywhere.
The history of this home. Yeah. And it looks onto the lake of dead children. You know, it's like they really, really have to live in it. I was watching a thing, it's like I think it's called Slasher. It was a Netflix series. Mm-hmm. It's about this girl whose parents were killed by a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
The mother was pregnant. The guy cut her out. All right. And then she was adopted. So they caught the serial killer. He's in the jail, somehow still in the town. Because in the bizarre world of this series, you don't go to federal prison.
Yeah.
You go to, like, the local jail when you're a serial killer. She then decides... when she is, like, in her 20s, she inherits the house and somehow convinces her husband to go back to this town and live in it. And people are like, are you sure you want to live in the home where your parents were brutally murdered and you were cut out of your mom?
Yeah.
And she's like, eh, what's the big deal? Then the murders start.
What?
So.
Oh, no.
But still, she
Wait, in the house she started killing?
No, not her. Like, murders start happening around.
Oh, no.
So, first of all, I would never go back to a place like that. That has that kind of negative personal memories.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's when I was cut out of my mom and, like, left on the floor. Also, she starts visiting the serial killer in jail. And he's annoyed.
It's like,
I don't know what you're, like, I don't know what you want here, lady. What do you want me to say? You know what happened. It was like 25 years ago. Let it go.
Oh, man.
So she's like bugging this guy.
What is she saying to him? Like, why'd you do it?
No, she just comes in and, like, gives him a hard time. And he's like, look.
Oh, she just is like, you killed my parents over and over. Like, hi.
Like, you killed my parents. Or she's like, there's murders happening again. What's going on? He's like, I don't know, lady. I've been in here since the first murder.
Oh, wow. This would be a great movie.
Except that it's a series.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a small town. It looks like it's about maybe 15, 20,000
That's
people.
That's right, you said it was a series.
And there's a murder, like, every other day. Meanwhile, people leaving their doors open. People are, like, telling their children, like, eh, maybe play outside, maybe don't play outside.
The town lore is, we can have our doors unlocked.
Yeah.
It's a safe town. But there's murders.
Yeah, but there's murder, and there's a lot of murders going on. And yet they don't bring in the FBI. They don't bring in, like, even, like, the bigger town's police. It's just like, we got this. It's like three pokey guys with a six shooter.
Oh, God.
And a Range Rover. Like, we can do this.
Oh.
Bizarre.
So bizarre.
I know. It's bad writing. It's one of those movies where you're like, I don't care if everyone gets slashed. I hope they do. Because they're stupid.
But I think it's a good idea that the woman goes back to the killer and is like, hey,
it's harassing
gives him a hard time.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
I feel like he's been getting a hard time in prison. And also, I don't know if she should be allowed to visit him.
Yeah. You know, why not?
Because I don't think he should be getting visitors. He's like a psycho.
But if she, but it's about her. If she wants to do it, let her do it.
I know, but it's something, like, something bad is going to happen. That's what I feel like. Like, she's going to visit him regularly, and he's just kind of like, how was you?
Mm. And then he's finally going to break and tell her, like, the scoop.
I don't know. I mean, he admitted to it.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to really, there's more to the story.
Oh, well,
some
part of the story is that it looks like the slain people were bad, and they were running some kind of, like, porn ring. I don't know.
Okay.
You know. But anyway, so what do you have?
Pick up the four R's.
for ours. Rehearse, record, rinse, or repair.
To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag Funkline NYC.
This one is called The Haunted Building.
Okay. General.
Yes. It's just this building.
Yeah.
I work in an old building that was built in 1929.
It's haunted.
The space was closed for at least 20 years before we moved in because the previous owner had killed his wife and then himself.
Okay.
We moved in 2 months ago, and almost every day at exactly 12:08 p.m., the bell for the front door rings. But there's never anyone there.
For whom does it toll?
We looked at the security recordings and everything, and there's never anyone there.
I think security recordings are creepy. Whenever I see them in a movie, I'm like, oh,
yeah, no, I don't like them either. The other day, I was alone in the office late in the evening. I was on my way out, so I turned off all the lights, closed the windows, and activated the alarm. Mm-hmm. When I turned to close the door, the kitchen light was on, even though I had just turned it off. Another time, I arrived in the morning, and the light in the main room turned itself off. Yeah.
No.
I even heard the sound of the switch flipping.
No thanks.
Yes. The last straw was when I saw someone else's face next to mine in the reflection of my computer screen.
I'm sorry, the last straw? The first straw is the last straw for me. I don't wait around for that kind of stuff.
There was no one there when I turned around. I decided to talk about these things with the building's manager's wife, who lived in the building for several years. She assured me that it's actually pretty quiet in the building these days. And
don't worry about it.
There used to be a lot more strange occurrences. And at least now she can take the elevator by herself.
Excuse me? What is wrong with these people?
I just laugh nervously. That's the story.
I can't deal with stuff like that. If I see things that seem creepy, I assume there's someone there, and I get out of there.
Yes.
I'll leave the lights on. Screw the environment.
You know what I mean? Got to go.
Yes. It's probably a low watt energy light bulb anyway. Just leave it on.
Yeah.
Yeesh. A face next to my face? Yeah. No. None of this. All right, so here's one. We've covered the incubus succubus stuff before.
Yes,
so I thought I'd bring you one today. This is from Arkansas, and the paranormal category is succubus incubus. So this is from a gentleman. Does it say who it is? Yeah, I think it is. I can't really tell by the name, but I think it's from a gentleman. I know it's stated not to post dreams, mm-hmm. but I believe this dream is caused by the paranormal.
Okay.
Please help me try to figure out what is going on. So we're going to diagnose this.
Okay.
Last night, the dream was intense and disturbing. So for the past few weeks or so, I've been having a recurring dream. I know this isn't a dream interpretation board. Yeah, we know you know it too. Because you already said that. But after some research, I'm starting to believe it could be a succubus.
Oh.
Auga. I have had little experience with the paranormal. However, I recently moved into a new house about 3 months ago, and there are a bunch of strange noises and lights being turned on and off and such. Very disturbing.
Is the author of the story male or female?
Male. I think it's a guy.
Okay, and it's got a succubus.
It's a succubus.
All right.
I have only had this dream since moving. As I was saying, I believe it could be a succubus. In the dream, the woman starts off gorgeous and basically asks if I want a bang. It's a modern succubus.
Hey there.
Hey there. Want a bang?
Yeah.
That's exactly how women sound. Too.
Exactly.
I say, are you asking the right person? This guy has no confidence.
Are you sure you want to bang me?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
And she mouths, yes.
All
right. Right? I put up a struggle in essence saying, nah, I'm good.
But then what?
But then her face contorts into a demon-like face.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. I fight with her to get her off me and escape, and my dream devolves into something else.
All right.
But throughout the dream, she finds ways to appear regardless of what's going on. So he's trying to control his dream, be like, no, it's going to be about cows.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
she's
yeah.
in there. Moo.
Yeah. Moo. Yes. Want a bang?
Yeah, want a bang. Nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
In my dream last night, I was singing church music as a means of protecting myself. Quote, I am 100% not religious.
Yeah.
But that didn't even seem to fend them off. Really? So you think by humming a religious tune from religion that you don't believe in.
Yeah, that's going to do something. When you just sing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to do it in movies. They're like, choose whatever whatever you believe in. For me, it's like a bottle of wine. I'll brandish that.
I believe in this rosé.
Yes.
By the power of this rosé in my hand.
The power of this kava compels you. Could the house be haunted by a female spirit that is trying to make herself known? Or Is it a succubus? Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm trying to meet the character requirements, but I'm having difficulty thinking of more details. I want to ask as much feedback as possible, and we'll be answering any questions that are asked of me in the comment section. Hopefully, it's just some whack dream. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think? Succubus?
It could be. It could be something, like, when you're in that dream state, yeah. It kind of opens you up to...
The veil is thin.
The veil. Well, other people who have more psychic power can mm-hmm. come to your dreams.
You can I see what you're saying.
There's some people believe that you can train yourself to go visit other people in their dreams. So mm-hmm. if I wanted to really tell you something important, mm-hmm. instead of texting, I'm like, I gotta sleep, and I'd visit
and
you
then
in
you
your
slide
dream.
Into my dream. Please like, do not do that.
If I were stalking,
do not slide into my mentions. That is completely inappropriate. Just send the text.
I know.
Wouldn't that be easier?
It would be much easier. But some people...
She's not answering her text. Hold on. Take a quick nap. God damn it, Katie. What? Oh, all right. We're meeting at 1?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Like, you didn't answer my text about yes. daylight savings time.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to slide into your dream. And be like, do you have me on mute? Am I on mute? Because that's not funny.
Because some people believe that you can do this. You can go in there. So, could be.
Oh, it could be.
Maybe he could be very, what do they say? His aura is very weak, so people can slip in that way.
I like that. You want to bang? Nah.
I'm good.
Nah, sis, I'm good. No thanks. All right, so that is from the ArkansasSuccubus.com.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have?
Okay, this is called The Faceless Figure.
Okay.
When I was 15 years old, I stayed up late watching a TV marathon with my sister. In the middle of the night, after my sister had fallen asleep, I saw the nearby computer mouse start moving by itself.
Okay.
I called my mother into the room, and she said it was probably a rat that was pulling on the cable from underneath the
really?
Desk.
Really? And I've got to get back to sleep. Stop bothering
you.
Me.
Just a
it's
rat.
A rat. Like, you tell that to one of these young girls?
I know. Yes.
That's just vermin.
Yeah, it's probably a rat from under the desk, and then I should just go back to sleep.
Okay. Why would a rat be pulling on a mouse? This makes no sense.
The cord. Yeah. Just pulling on the
cord. Oh, that's what they do now?
Yeah. With their little hands.
Yeah, trying to get online. Just click it. Just click it.
Click the mouse. Yeah. It could be a very aggressive move. Why can't the mouse be called a rat?
Exactly. I'll show you some rat.
Yeah. Suddenly, I swear I saw a black figure with no face or human features behind the bookcase. It looked in my direction and pointed. I nearly shat myself with fear.
That's extremely graphic. I nearly shat myself. Wow.
I remember saying, who are you? I do not want you in my house. Nobody wants you here. Oh, get out of here now.
That's rough.
The thing left, and I actually heard it hit the cabinet just before it went through it.
It's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. The cabinet began to sway, and the door slammed and made a loud bang. So.
Wow. Parents, come up with something better than that. It's just vermin.
It's just a rat. Go
yeah, it's
to
just
sleep.
A rat. Don't
in your
worry
room,
about
running.
It. So here's a creepy one. It's called Voice on a Toy Phone.
Ew.
By Veronica Marie, it says here, from California, if that is her real name. This happened when I was about 5 or 6 years old. My sister and I were in our bedroom one night. I was playing with a toy phone. This made me think of those creepy plastic phones that had the wheels on the bottom
yes.
of them when we were kids and the face on it.
Yep.
That you had the dial.
Yep.
I guess now, what does she have, like a flip phone or something?
Yeah, probably.
It's like a little iPhone.
Yeah. There used to be little flip phones, yes. and now they're little iPhones.
Little iPhones. Yeah. My sister and I were in the bedroom playing with a toy phone, just a little plastic thing. Might even have been my baby brother's. I said hello into the receiver and clearly heard a man's voice say hello right back to me.
Yeah.
The voice wasn't creepy or ghostly. It sounded like a normal, friendly adult. And the guy was speaking as an adult would speak to a little kid. So it wasn't creepy. It was like, I don't know, Sean Connery or something.
Right. Oh,
that's
hello.
Yes. Yes. Well done.
Very thank you.
But I was still terrified, it being Sean Connery. Yes. It was a long-distance call from Scotland. Of course, I ran to tell my parents. I even asked my dad if he just said hello, but he hadn't. Honestly, I can't remember what they said after that. Probably something reassuring.
Yeah.
As I got older, I kept trying to tell myself that it was just the normal act of imagination of a kindergartner. So I don't know how old she was. This happened when she was 5 or 6. When she's 8, she's like, look, let it go.
Yeah.
It's just kids being kids.
Yes.
Even though my imagination had always been just about playing pretend with dolls or toys or friends, I was fully aware I was just playing, as opposed to seeing or hearing things. Mm. But I can still hear the voice in my mind 55 years later. It was Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He's still working. It didn't sound like anyone I knew. I never heard that voice on the telephone again. Come to think of it, I was so spooked that night, I never played with the phone again. For some reason, I've always wanted to know if anyone else had ever had the same experience, toy phone and all, or something similar. Since unexplained like things like that have been pretty rare in my life, when they have happened, mm-hmm. she put asterisks on either side of have, I don't know why, I guess they tend to stick with me. Half of me tries to find a logical explanation, and the other half is just weirded out for a very long time. Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Yes, smiley face. That's weird. I would definitely say if I ever heard anything like that, and probably when I was a kid, if I got freaked out by a toy, I'm pretty sure I smashed it.
Yes. You know? Just kind of abandoned it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like that. I'm good with that.
I told you how a couple of years ago, we were cleaning out my mother's house, my siblings and I, and we got into the crawl space, and a lot of our toys were left, like the last time we played with them, they were left in the same exact position.
So you guys used to play in the crawl space?
Yes. Yeah, we would go in there.
Wasn't that creepy?
It was okay. I mean, we didn't go like all the way in the corner. It was like near the front. We had our toys there, and it was kind of cozy because we were little.
Is it light in there?
There were lights. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there were light bulbs and everything, so it was all lit up, and we had our toys there, and it was just kind of away from everyone. It was like a secret little hideout.
Yeah. And it goes to your little kids, so you can like crawl around in there. And
it wasn't a big problem. But going back in there, it was like, our Barbies were left there from the last time we played and that kind of thing. But there was a clown doll that nobody remembers. Like, where did it come from? No, it was like we could all identify our toys. Like, that's your little frog, you know, whatever, stuffed animal. That's your Barbie. That's your little truck. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew what the clown was. And it was half mangled, too.
Ew.
The hand was mangled.
Like mangled as in like somebody chomped on it?
Yeah, it was like, and the face was distorted. Ew. It was like a plastic face. And so my brother, he built a little case for it. And he put it in the case and chained it up.
Nice. I like his style. He's like, you know what? I'm not taking any chances here whatsoever. None whatsoever. My friend and I, we've been doing like yard sales on the weekends. And that's the creepy thing about going to people's yard sales or like estate sales, garage sales, is there's always a clown doll there.
Yeah.
The last one I was at, it was a really beautiful home. They had a lot of really nice stuff. But, you know, it's someone's collection of things over a lifetime. So it kind of reflects that person. There's a theme to all the things. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a certain style that goes on it. And sure enough, there was one weird clown doll.
Yeah.
That I was like, this doesn't even look like it belongs here. And then the woman who was doing the sale, it wasn't her family sale, it was like a business. I said, this is weird, and we just covered it up. Really? I was like, this is creepy. She was like, yeah. It had nothing else in the house.
No rhyme or reason to it. There was nothing.
It had nothing to do with anything else in the house. It was with all the other dolls and toys, but it was completely out of place. And I was like, I'm just going to cover this Joker up.
I've stayed at a friend's house, and they had, like, these crocheted clowns that, like, an aunt made or something sitting there. And I'm like, is this going in the closet?
Yeah.
And I told her, I'm like, I can't be in here with
this. They should know people don't like that kind of stuff. Like, put it away.
You know? It's not funny.
Put it back. Yeah, it's not funny. It's creepy. Okay.
Hey, you know it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio, and you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine. This one is called The Devilish Joke.
Okay. Is it a funny joke?
I was once playing with a Ouija board in my room with a friend. Mm-hmm. We tried to light some candles, and as crazy as it sounds, they just wouldn't light. No matter how long I held the match to them, after a while I managed to light them when we turned off the light and closed the window. out of nowhere. Maybe they should have closed the window first. That's mm-hmm. probably where they couldn't light the thing.
Also, too, are they young? Because you know when you're a kid, yeah. for some bizarre reason, lighting a match is hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, now I can't think about, you know, that being difficult, but...
Yeah. Out of nowhere, my friend's mother called her asking if everything was okay. Okay with her. Apparently, she suddenly felt a pang of worry. After my friend calmed her mother down, we started using the Ouija board. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Other than the candle flame was moving kind of strangely. Later in the evening, after my friend had already gone home, I felt the sensation of being watched. I ignored it and went to sleep.
Really?
But I had nightmares about being chased by a scary beast with enormous claws. And when I managed to wake up, I saw that my legs were scratched up. I couldn't sleep anymore, so I threw the Ouija board into the trash.
Well, there you go.
And slept cuddled up to my mother for the next 2 weeks.
Jeez. See, that's why children should not play with Ouija boards, because it freaks them out.
Yeah.
And then they can't sleep. I remember only a couple of times, because we all had Ouija boards, but you know you always have that one friend with mm-hmm. the really liberal parents that is like, hey, yeah, kind of conjure up, like, the devil.
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah,
like, we don't care.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah. We haven't got a church anyway. We don't care. We just moved here.
Yeah.
We're from, like, a big city. We got different ideas.
Yeah.
And I just remember we were using the Ouija board, and then at a certain point we were all like, you know what, let's just... not do this.
Yes.
Like, yeah. We freaked ourselves out.
Yeah.
And then I think we also used to play that game. Was it light as a feather, stiff as a board?
Yeah. Oh, that's a crazy game.
It's a bizarre game. I don't know if people still play. It works.
Yeah. Well, we did that as kids,
too. It's a physics thing, but it's still very, very difficult to understand when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Especially as children.
Yeah.
It takes so much concentration.
Yeah. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. If you don't know what this is, you have a slumber party.
Yeah.
One of your friends lays down and you gather around this person all around and you stick two fingers of each hand underneath the person.
And you you chant light as a feather, stiff as a board.
And then suddenly on three or whatever it is, you lift all together and the person you lift up a person with your fingers.
Yeah, just using your fingers. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think we must have done it with like maybe 6 to 8 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person in the middle. But yeah, we were like, wow. And then it's like, okay, let's get her back down.
Yeah, let's get her back down.
Like, we get freaked out.
Yeah.
So I have one here about, we talked about shadow people in the past. So shadow mm-hmm. people are, we didn't figure out if they were astral projections or if they were, you know, leftovers or ghosts, but you see them out of the corner of your eye.
Right.
They frequently rock a fedora for some reason.
Right. It's like a thick, it is like an outline of a person that's filled in.
Yeah.
Dark with a hat.
Yeah.
And then, red eyes.
Yeah. Red eyes. So this is shadow people and the shadow man with purple eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A variation. I was 6 years old when I encountered my first shadow person. So this was a regular shadow viewer, I guess. Most shadow people, to my understanding, are quick to run if you look at them directly. Now, my understanding was they just disappear. I didn't know they hot-footed.
I guess.
Or they will stand in dark corners and dark closets staring from far away. Yeah, that's the more traditional one.
Right.
The running man, not so much. This shadow person was quite repetitive. Every other night for a year, it would peek his head around the corner and stare.
Yeah.
Then slowly move toward an open doorway. This, to me, is frustrating. And it's like children and pets do this. You're looking right at them. They're just kind of like, I'll just slowly move out of the scene. It's like, really? While I'm staring right at you? Good move. You got 10 more feet to go. So this would slowly move to the open doorway. My parents always kept my door open. That's weird.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. You need your privacy.
Yeah.
And then walk slowly towards me and then continue to stand at the foot of the bed. I don't know if this is a shadow person anymore, though.
No.
They don't usually come into the light.
They don't do that, you know.
Right? I always felt paralyzed, and for a while, I couldn't stop looking at it as it kept coming towards me. You generally cannot look a shadow person full on.
Yeah.
You see them in the periphery.
It's fleeting.
Yeah. But I learned... I learned to expect the shadow person. I would cower and shake under the covers, childishly hoping the covers would act as a barrier. They do work.
Yeah, they do work.
Everyone out there who survived childhood was not attacked by a boogeyman.
Because of the covers.
Because of the covers. Yeah. They're magic. If it's an Afghan, even better. You can see at the same time.
Yes.
After a while, I felt terror in the air, it became less intense. I would peek and it would be gone. It wasn't the hat man or the hooded man.
Mm.
However, it did have a common outline of a man. It wasn't see-through. It was pitch black and had a slight black mist around its figure. Again, this is not a shadow, person.
It's something else. That's a different thing altogether.
Asura 657. No. During that year, I had a dream that I believe was related to the frequent visits. It was the hooded man. I was standing on the sidewalk. It was a nightmare. Buildings were burning and people were screaming and running. I turned to my left. I saw my mom. I rushed over her, frightened and scared, screaming, "Hey, we need to get out of here." But she kept staring forward, completely frozen. Even shaking her wasn't doing anything. She was a statue. Then a man with a black hooded cloak and red eyes came riding up on a black horse that also had red eyes.
Oh!
He grabbed my mom and me and forced us back into the on the back of the horse. He then took us to a dark facility.
A facility.
And then experimented, claiming that when we woke up, we were going to be just like him.
Oh!
And we were. And then I woke up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
weird,
really
huh?
scary.
But not a shadow person.
It's not a shadow person.
You know,
I
just want to clear that up for any of you who may be listening out there. That's creepy. I love the characterization of the hooded man.
Yeah.
And the man, the hat man.
I can't believe it's being
My thing is, I like to be able to see everything.
Yes.
I'm one of these people that would be very happy living in a gigantic loft.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I like to be able to see stuff. I don't like stuff around the corners. You know, like, I don't like to be unaware. I grew up in a fairly small house and I've always lived in pretty small apartments. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could handle living in a really, really big house.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie has been to my mom's house. The house is very big.
Yeah.
I've spent almost no time there by myself.
Right.
Because, among other things, it's got really large windows in the back that are not defensible in any way from a zombie.
Oh, no.
There's woods all around. I mean, it's just, and it's, if something, you could be in one part of the house and not know what's going on in the other part of the house. And to make matters worse, she has an intercom system.
Oh.
Where you, I've done this a couple of times, I've accidentally left it on. So when you're up at the top part, like by the kitchen.
Yeah.
In the little room off the kitchen, you could hear what's going on in stereo.
God.
Like downstairs.
Oh, that's
so you could
terrifying.
Hear something happening downstairs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's creepy.
And so imagine what you'd hear at 3
exactly,
in the morning.
Exactly. So even if it's something like, say, just an animal gets in, which is not unusual. I mean, mm-hmm. we live way out in the country.
Right.
You will be hearing that noise as if it's right behind you, but it's really, you know, happening in another room because of that freaky intercom system.
Oh, that's
yeah, I don't
scary.
Like it at all. Like also, that. I'd hate to have so, you know, be like, have someone say something to me and not realize there's someone else in the house.
Right. Oh my God.
You know?
And be like, what?
Yeah. Creepy. I don't like it. All right, we're good. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Thank you.